What is up, guys? Welcome to Diggity, a video game podcast. I'm Jeff James. With me this week, not the luscious Brody Faults, but instead, not as luscious. I can't, because Brody holds the key of most luscious since episode one. And it's really named after his beard, but still kick ass people. The WSAD bros from WSAD and Beyond podcast. How are you, my dudes?
Doing pretty good.
Good, man.
Before Evan was making sexual noises before we went live on this, so that's why we're all giggling. But like school children, it's great. Yeah, I didn't hear him, bro.
Yeah, I didn't say anything.
But anyways, yeah, they're joined this week. So it's a normal show with news and such. No topics this time, because I think every time you guys have been on, it's always been like our favorite whatever, and then it gets way out there. It's still gonna get way out there.
So like it tries to be a topic, but then it's like a ball is just thrown across like the room. It's like, no one's gonna go get that, huh? All right,
All right, Nick will
do it. We talk about five different things that we noticed when the ball was being thrown across the room. So we jump into every other thing we see. Yeah.
Yeah. But guys, if you're listening for the first time, every single week, typically Brody and I discuss gaming news from around the interwebs and beyond and bring it to your ears on every single major podcast platform and your eyes on YouTube as well as Twitch now. Every Thursday evening, 9:30 a.m. 9:30 Eastern time. Good Lord. Making my own time zones out here. Also follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Diggity Podcast and subscribe to our YouTube channel as well as on Twitch. You guys want to plug your stuff before we jump on into all this stuff?
I'll hit it. You could find WASD and Beyond at Beyond WASD on Twitter and Instagram. And that's where you can find us. You can listen to you can listen to us on Apple, Spotify, and all the major podcasting platforms that you so choose.
I love how when I ask you to, you just like, it's like a chore. You're like, oh, yeah, I guess I'll plug the shit.
Well, I'm the intro guy and the outro guy for our show.
Oh, so it feels weird on the territory right now.
Yeah, I feel like you're on my block.
Because
right
I'm
now.
The intro guy here.
Yeah. We're like conflicting blocks, dude.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to pressure you and put you in that situation.
You know what? It's fine. I'll forgive you this time.
All right, cool.
fuck me.
So as per tradition now, I usually catch up each week and discuss kind of what we're playing real quick. I'm a filthy, casual piece of shit. I've been playing Hearthstone on my iPad as well as playing some Overwatch. And I'm trying to finish up God of War so that I don't feel guilty and I can go on to, you know, Horizon Zero Dawn.
God of War is such a good game. That nice. All of them are, but that one was definitely like a huge fucking game changer for the series, I think.
So what do you guys been doing, Evan?
I have recently been playing Mass Effect 3 on the Legendary Edition. But when I'm not doing that and I'm overwhelmed with how many different things I have to do to get like the good ending, quote unquote, I've been playing a lot of Rocksmith. Rocksmith 2014.
What? Holy crap. That came out of left field. That's crazy. So I've never played that. Is it good?
It's fun. It's a lot of fun. It's just,
like,
you know,
it actually, that was the thing where we like teach you how to play guitar, right? Like, well,
yeah.
Does it actually though?
Yeah. That's how I learned. I learned to play.
That's how you learned guitar? It was Rocksmith?
I mean, my parents were like, we want you to take lessons. And I was like, fuck that shit. You don't know what you're talking about.
don't know who you're dealing with.
I was working. There was some kid's birthday party, and this is at the gaming lounge, and there was a guy, I swear to God, looked like Jimi Hendrix playing Rock Band. And I talked to him and he knew what he was doing. Like, I mean, granted, it's, you know, Rock Band, so it's not that technical in terms of like strings and all that kind of stuff. But I talked to him after. He goes, no, I learned to play through Rocksmith. And I was like, really? And he goes, yeah. He's like, just, you know, buy the cable and then buy the game. And he's like, yeah, you can just learn everything on there. He's like, I learned how to play all my instruments on there. Or, you know, he's like, I play bass, I play guitar, I play rhythm. He's like, I play keyboards. I was like, okay. I was like, I think you have a bit more experience in just the field of music than me, but sure, I'll try it. And yeah, that's how I learned to play it. I got 457 hours on it.
Oh, we got a young prodigy on our hands, apparently.
Yeah, I
that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. It's fun just because nobody's during the day, there's not a lot of people in our Discord that's on. So it's like, you know, what am I going to do? I want to play a game. It's like, yeah, I'll load up Rocksmith and I'll play something and I'll just try to get better at it or, you know, 100% it.
Damn, yeah, dude. Fun.
Yeah, I really enjoy it. Nick?
I have been attempting to play Days Gone and Biomutant. That's where I'm at.
How's it been going for you?
That's where I'm at. Do you like Biomutant?
It feels really empty. Like, it feels like a whole lot of nothing. It's pretty, that's for sure. But like,
so there's a guy at work that was saying that basically they have so many systems in it that it feels like you can't master like anything.
It feels like you're over encumbered for sure.
Yeah, like they're just kind of like throwing shit out there.
Well, it doesn't help that all the fucking like AI in the game speak gibberish, and then you have this dickhead narrator who's like, "This is what he means to say." And I'm like, "Dude, it's just the game actually feels like a chore."
Why don't they just say it?
Right?
Yeah, I was like, "Dude, why didn't he just say it?"
So they speak Sims, basically?
Yeah,
it's like Simlish, but like for a bunch of furries.
That's Jesus. Probably my favorite part of the game was creating your like little furry character. And it was like clicking through all the different mutations. And one of them was like, this is the dumb mutation. This is how, you know, like mutations go wrong. And the guy's got buck teeth and he just looks completely stupid.
There's like totally just, funny shit.
It's like, you guys are going kind of on the nose here with this one. Like, what does that mean, huh?
Yeah, we know what you want to say.
Yeah, we know what does that mean by me. But I felt the same way. I couldn't. I couldn't really get into it.
Oh,
that and like Days Gone is cool, but it's just like I didn't like that dumbass biker show, that Sons of Anarchy.
Sure.
So I heard it wasn't dumbass, Nick. I heard it was very good.
I don't care. I don't like bikers. Okay, I don't like biker themed shows and shit.
Now I'm gonna have a buttload of bikers come to my house.
Yeah, you're about to have the Hell's Angels kicking down your door. Yeah.
Oh shit.
What do you mean you don't like bikers?
It's like,
hey,
it's
we
like
heard you don't like bikers.
Yeah.
It feels
who said that? Some guy online.
All right, 10-4 rubber ducky, we're going to get the diggity podcast.
Yeah.
10-4 rubber ducky.
It feels like
biggest stick.
Oh my god. It just feels like Sons of Anarchy with zombies. That's all it feels like to me. And I'm just losing interest.
I mean, that sounds kind of cool, but I've also, at the start, that was a terrible launch, right? Like, it was like, a bunch of shit.
Yeah.
Or was it just boring?
I think it was just boring. I think people were like, it's pretty and it seems fun, but it's just super boring.
Damn.
So, I mean,
I could say what I want to say about it, but I run the risk of looking like a one trick pony.
Oh, you go ahead.
Oh, you know what he's going to fucking say. You know what he's going to say.
You know what I'm going to say.
Last of Us 2.
Yeah, I'm going to say it.
Go ahead, say it. Go ahead, say it. E3's coming up. That's all everyone's going to compare everything to now. And then the Game Awards are what, in 8 months, 9 months?
Yeah, I think so.
So then they'll win again, probably.
It definitely, the world, in terms of graphics, it looks very pretty. And I definitely got the same sort of like Last of Us vibes from it. But then upon gameplay, where it came to shooting zombies and stuff like that, it didn't feel as...
It felt arcadey.
Yeah, it felt arcadey. It didn't feel as solid. Like shooting my shotgun or my pistol at zombies, I didn't feel like I had to make every bullet count. Which I guess is kind of what... Maybe I can change the difficulty and fix that. But like, it just in terms of feel of using my controller or keyboard and mouse to aim, I didn't feel like I was running the risk of missing a shot on accident or something. And like, I guess that's kind of what I was hoping for, was that it was a bit more risky and like, yeah, you can't just mow down every zombie in your way. But yeah, I mean, I had just been playing Last of Us Part 2 before I played Days Gone, because I finally got it on my PS5 to run at 60 FPS. So I was, you know, really enjoying that. And then I switched to Days Gone and I was like, this is just like a dollar store version of it.
What I will say.
There it is.
It's family value. What I will say, though, Dollar is that General. The game did do good on Steam sales wise? Like, it did really good, and it's getting
mostly positive.
Yes,
actually, I have those
positive numbers
later on in the show.
Yeah, so I'm hoping for Ghost of Tsushima to get ported, God of War to get ported.
Yeah,
Last of Us 1 and 2,
Uncharted.
Like, yeah, Uncharted.
I'd like to see the Uncharted series in there. That'd be pretty sweet.
Yeah, that's what I've been playing.
We've got some juicy news on that of what's coming to the PC side of stuff for Sony. So anyways, moving on, upcoming releases, and then we'll jump on into the news. So June 3rd, you can pick up Tour de France 2021 for your PS5, PS5, Xbox Series X and S, the PS4, Xbox One, and PC. On June 4th, you can pick up Evergate for PlayStation 5, Sniper Ghost Warrior Contracts 2 for PlayStation 4, Xbox One, and PC, The Last Kids on Earth and The Staff of Doom on PS4, Xbox One, Switch, and PC, and The Persistence on PS5, Xbox Series S, SNX. Good God, I hate. I don't know how Brody does this. It's crazy. June 8th, you can pick up Backbone on PC. Chivalry 2 comes to PS5, Xbox Series X and S, PS4, Xbox One, and PC. Edge of Eternity comes to PC as well. And The Elder Scrolls Online comes to PS5, Xbox Series S and X. And The Elder Scrolls Online Gates of Oblivion comes to PS4 and Xbox One. On June 9th, Phantasy Star Online 2, New Genesis comes to the Xbox Series X and S, the Xbox One, and PC. And the Final Fantasy VII Remake Integrated comes to the PS5. That was the update that we heard about, like a week or two ago from Sony? I think a week ago. Yeah. And then June 10th, Ninja Gaiden Master Collection comes to PS4, Xbox One, Switch, and PC. Boom. Done. Those are your games for the week. A good amount. Next week is a big week because you got Ratchet & Clank
and
on the
11th. Battlefield. Being shown on the 9th.
Battlefield being shown, yeah. We'll talk about that, too. Ooh.
I am.
Is there anything massive in this list that you guys are, like, excited for? Maybe something you might not even want to play. Just be like, yeah, that's cool. That's coming.
Yeah. Does the Tour de France, is it, like, the one testicle edition?
Oh, stop. One nut Lance?
Yeah, dude. Live strong. All day, every day.
Live strong. Nut strong, dude.
Nut strong, maybe.
That's how he's so fast.
First time I ever saw him.
He's down, like, 5 grams, you know?
Yeah, he's a goddamn cheater, right, is what he is. Yeah.
No.
Yeah, he's got one ball.
Are you a supporter, Evan, of Lance Armstrong?
Listen, man, the first time I saw him,
so you guys know my PSN debacle, right?
Come on.
No.
First time I saw him was in dodgeball. He influenced Peter LaFleur to go back and win the championship. Come on,
Peter LaFleur.
Yeah.
Did you? You guys never heard about my PlayStation TV PSN Lance Armstrong debacle?
No. I've never heard this, no.
Okay, so I decided to sign up for PlayStation TV, okay, when it was a thing. Evan's camera's drunk.
It reflects
the
owner.
You go, Evan. It's because your lighting's bad. Yeah, that's why it's freaking out. You want air horns?
Yeah,
we can
please
do that. We can do that kind of shit.
Oh,
there we
boy.
Go. I don't know if it worked or not. It probably did.
It probably did on the stream. I didn't hear it, but it probably did.
No, we'd hear it. Oh, yeah, it is. It is working. It is working.
Hell okay. Yeah.
I just blasted like 3 times. Anyways, basically, the Lance Armstrong story goes like this. I was going to a wedding up in Canada, Sudbury, Ontario, to be exact. So I had to go all the way up, like, through Sault Ste. Marie, up the UP, all that stuff. You know, that your stupid thing with your state, you know?
Excuse us.
Yeah, look at this.
I'm at the piece of dog shit that the mitten's picking up. I'm just kidding. Yeah. It's beautiful up there. I love it. I love it. I love the UP. Stop. I love Upers. I got pasties. I'm a big fan of pasties.
What'd you call me?
Absolutely, baby.
Absolutely, baby. Nick's like, okay, you're good now. You know the pasty life.
Absolutely.
All right. So, basically, I signed up for PlayStation TV. Because I was like, I'm going to watch some TV on my way up there or whatever. Because me and the wife split the drive up. Yeah. And I get to my buddy's house. I realized that then it was region locked, but I had a U.S. account. And I had a free trial. And I was like, man, I really need to cancel this because I really didn't like it. I thought it was really poorly laid out, like the whole app and everything. Hence, you know, why it's canceled now. But I really just needed to cancel, but I couldn't. It wouldn't let me cancel it because I was in Canada. And at that time, I had my VPN. And I was like, oh, shit. You know, what am I going to do? So basically, I get charged for this thing the next day. I call PlayStation. I say, hey, look, I'm up in Canada. I tried to cancel this thing, but I can't through the site. And he goes, okay, I just need your PSN. And at the time, I didn't have a PlayStation. I was an Xbox guy. So I was like, I'm just going to make a stupid PSN name. And my PSN name was Lance Armstrong's Left Nut. And so he said to me on the phone, what's your PSN? I said, Lance Armstrong's Left Nut. And he's like, okay, but like that, he's like, funny, but like, what's your PSN? I'm like, that's my fucking PSN. So we had to type it in and shit, and then it got canceled out, but it was fantastic. So
that's funny.
I mean, it's kind of cool to see Chivalry too.
Yeah, I'm excited for that, for sure.
That team's really cool. That team that builds is really neat. And then, like I said, I mean, I'm kind of just looking forward to next week. This sounds like an asshole thing to say, but I'm looking forward to Ratchet & Clank a lot.
Yeah, Ratchet & Clank will be sweet. And then all the games we're about to see drop next week.
So yes, like, yes.
It'll be insane.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, I'm stoked for E3. I'm stoked for everything going on with that. And I can't, I mean, it's going to be crazy to see what shit's announced. I'm hoping it's a good year for E3. I'm hoping it's not.
Last year wasn't. Well, obviously they had a lot of hurdles to jump, and the year before that was okay. But
yeah,
I'm really hoping this is like a grand slam year. They've had so much time to now work around what's going on. But I mean, we'll talk about that next week. You know, we don't kill content. Hey, you know how you're talking about your gamer tag on PSN?
Yeah, yeah.
Don't.
I have a bit of a story about that. I have a small story.
You go ahead. Don't let Evan rule your world.
He mentioned the gamer tag, and I knew what he was going to say.
I'm not going to tell you what it is. I'll get it through the story, though. I'll say. So my Xbox account got hacked. I was like 19. All right.
Sure.
Yeah. I was like, okay, I need to figure this out. I got my email. I just need my password. So I didn't get that reset, so I had to call them. And they're like, okay, what's your email? And I gave them my email. All right, cool. What do you think the old password is? I gave him the old password. Like, okay, that is one of your old passwords. Okay, cool. What's your gamer tag? And I went, all right, it's SL0PPYBUKKAK3. And she went, sloppy bukkake. And I went, yes, ma'am. And she went,
yes, ma'am, that is correct.
She goes, I don't know how you got that passed. Congratulations, you need to change your gamer tag. To this day, I haven't changed it.
My favorite thing about that is he goes, he says it's sloppy bukkake, and she goes, it's sloppy bukkake, and he went, yes, ma'am, like he was trying to add politeness onto it after what he just explained.
Yeah. I was trying to be strong, yet firm at the same time. Like,
you need to own it. I mean, you're already that deep. Yeah. You need to own into it.
Sloppy bukkake is a good gamer tag.
If you don't have a dumb gamer tag, I mean, I don't know. I just, you know, like when people have like these super crazy ones where it's like stealth, darkness, stealth,
blah, blah, blah. Red like, Fox, Killer X.
Yeah, it's like, I mean, come on, have some light with that.
They asked me, what's your gamer tag? And I said, oh, it's EV0N, like Evone. And they said, that's pretty fucking stupid. Let's move on. And I was like, that's cool. Thanks. Let's get out of here.
That ain't no sloppy bukkake.
That's pretty stupid. Let's move on.
Lance Armstrong's left nut.
That's one of those things where it's like, I'd rather they just go as stupid than just I explain what's crazy about that too. Okay.
What's crazy about that too, man, is the fact also that like, I decided that I would try to change my name on Call of Duty to like different country. I'm not a huge country music fan, but I respect if someone's talent is country music, whatever. Music, it's great. Yeah. But I decided I would sexualize the name of that. So I decided to be Girth Brooks on Call of Duty, and I never got banned from it. I haven't tried Kenny shit on my chestney, but I'm super close.
You got to get some good scat in there sometimes.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. So, but anyway, speaking of the whole E3 stuff.
That's good, man. That's
good. Back on topic. I was going to do this later, but I'll go through it now. So we got the event schedule for E3. So Saturday, June 12th, you get Ubisoft Forward at 3 p.m. Eastern, which, I mean, we're going to see Just Dance. So get prepared.
Again.
It's going to be great.
And Far Cry 6.
Yeah,
probably. I would expect we'd see some of that. They showed it last week, but
yeah. And then we're gonna get Gearbox Entertainment is gonna do a little show as well on Saturday. We don't know the date.
Probably show off the new Borderlands trailer for the movie.
Probably. E3's been weird this year, where they're like, "Hey, we didn't put out a schedule because there's just so much." It's like that's what a schedule would help with. Did you see their tweet? Did you see their tweet?
Yeah.
On that?
Ridiculous.
We didn't make one, but that's because there's so much. It's like, man, I wish I knew when all of this shit was. If only there was a categorical way to do so.
You're really trying to tell me to tune in from June 12th to the 15th to just maybe catch what I want instead of picking my days.
Yeah. And then Sunday, June 13th, you're going to get the PC Gaming Show and Future Game Show at 11:45 a.m. Eastern. And then the Xbox and Bethesda showcase happens at 1 p.m. Eastern that Sunday. Then Square Enix is 3:15 p.m. Eastern. Weird times. I don't know why.
Yeah, I don't understand it.
Then Monday, June 14th, there'll be a kickoff broadcast at 11 a.m. where Capcom, Take-Two Interactive, Mythical Games, Freedom Games, Razer, and an unannounced indie developer will have presentations throughout the day. We also see Capcom and Take-Two, like I said, on there at, unreported date now. Again, like people don't have times yet for this shit, which is crazy. And then Tuesday, finally, we found out that the Nintendo Direct and Treehouse Live is going to be at 11 a.m. Eastern. So, and Bandai Namco will also have something. Details are forthcoming. So
maybe a Dark Souls, Demon Souls. No, that's FromSoft. No, Bandai does that too, though. Yeah.
Yeah, Bandai.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. So it could be something cool like that.
Yeah.
Hey, Demon Souls is going over to Xbox now as well. Get it. I'll be like, all right, cool.
Bet. Get you soon. So there's that stuff. In terms of us and E3, you guys are joining us for a bunch of shit on E3, and we're joining up with each other back and forth on the channels and through the podcasts. We're going to do a pre-3 show, what we're calling pre-3, pre-E3, where we're going to go through our predictions and all that shit. I don't think you guys have learned this yet, but I'm going to say it. Brody's going to be joining for the Xbox and Bethesda and Square Enix. I will not, because my dumb ass is at a wedding in Wisconsin, and I totally forgot about the wedding. Yeah, I know. No, I know. First, here's the thing. Not a big fan of Wisconsin. Right, if we've got listeners,
cheeseheads.
Cool. It's not even
Nick.
I mean,
they are cheeseheads. Well, they call themselves
I lived in Illinois for 2 years, okay? And when you're near Chicago, there's just a bunch of billboards like right at the border there near Milwaukee in Illinois, right? That there's just like the Cheese Castle. You got to visit it. Me and the wife drove by this thing. It looked like just a rundown fucking shack.
Like a shack of yellow shit or like what?
No, it was a yellow castle. That was it. And there wasn't even like cheese incorporated into the castle. Like I was expecting.
It was just a yellow colored.
It was just no. It was a warehouse with like if you had the most bootleg Disney castle you've ever seen in your life.
Oh. So cat piss yellow bullshit.
Yeah.
Here to die. Oh, okay. Boy. Gotcha.
Yeah. But there's billboards like everywhere. It's like in Michigan when you see like the adult store.
The Lion's Den.
The Lion's Den, baby. And then you pull up to it. And in college, we did that. We were on our way.
Terrifying.
We were heading down from Toronto to Florida, and we saw the fucking signs, and we're like, man, we got to stop there. And we looked at it, and we're like, this isn't very nice looking.
Supposedly, they have glory holes in them.
Shut up.
That's where you get hepatitis, man. I wouldn't.
I will be leaving the podcast shortly. I have to go check this out for purposes of research.
You're going
to
come back with a leaky dick. What are you talking about?
You know, that's none of your concern, is it? It isn't.
That's none of your concern.
That's not your business.
The fuck out of here.
Stay out of it.
Okay, so
fuck out of here.
So, okay, so Sunday it'll be us and Brody then.
Yeah, I think it might be Saturday and Sunday.
You know what? You know why I canceled the tattoo appointment for E3?
Yeah, he canceled you know, an entire
did you
back
know I got into
you.
A fight with my wife because I thought about just not going to this wedding?
Don't do that.
It actually went down like this. So I made that schedule graphic, which we'll put that out probably like Monday. I just
looks great
too
by
early
the way.
Now.
It
Thanks.
Does. I really like it.
So I built something that E3 couldn't. I built a little schedule and I decided I would show the wife. I'm like, hey, can you just like look this over and like proofread this, make sure there's no spelling mistakes or anything? And she's like, yeah, sure. And she's like, she just texts me. She's like, one big problem. I'm like, what? She's like, we're at a wedding Saturday and Sunday. I'm like, fuck.
Oh,
so
no.
Then Brody came over for barbecue and just to hang out. And I'm like, hey, so I'm stupid. So here's what's going to happen. And he's like, okay. And he's like, we'll run it. We got it. We'll figure it out. No big deal.
Yeah, it'll be fine.
Yeah.
As long as Brody knows how to do all the shit you do on your
own. Yeah, he does. He knows how to do it. It's all set up through our Streamlabs account. And all right,
pretty cool, because if it's just us, it's going to burn and crash, but that's fine.
We'll be good. But anyways, we're going to cover all V3 so you can stream stuff live. And then we're also going to do like recap videos. I think for like something like Nintendo where like it's in the afternoon, I figure like we get together or whatever like in the evening, do like a just discuss everything and go over shit.
Yeah,
and then upload as well. So you can catch that out on the audio version of the podcast. We'll put the pre-3 episode up as well as the normal diggity episode for the news that'll go up. But probably not going to flood the audio podcast with like, you know, us watching Bethesda interviews. I just don't think that's
right.
That's probably not a good idea. So, but anyways, on with the news now that we're like, what, freaking 20 minutes into this?
40 minutes in.
Well, 40 minutes on the YouTube because it was we do like 20 minutes before stream starts. Jesus, man, come on!
Nick can't tell time. He's
come on, bro.
That's fine. I'll go fuck myself. It's cool.
He's the chess dragon. He can't tell time.
He's the what?
The chess dragon.
That's his picture on Discord.
You can't say the joke though because there's a bad word in the joke.
Okay.
That you can't say
there
nowadays.
Is. Yeah, there is. There is. But he showed
it's just
me
the R word.
He showed me okay. the. He showed me the.
Thanks for laying that out.
There's an Aqua Teen Hunger Force. There's Aqua Teen Hunger Force.
Yeah, yeah. So. Okay, okay. I thought I like looking at the animation style in that little profile pic. I'm like, that's pretty similar to something I've seen before. But yeah, I like.
Yeah.
Did you notice that it's flipped? Because
we're not. We'll go into it after the show.
It was just funny because he
Meat
had to flip.
Wad, man.
He,
so good.
He basically didn't want to get in trouble in another Hello, server, guys. So he figured he could fake himself out by switching the profile picture. So he just flipped the image. He's like, they'll never know it's me.
That's an incredible.
You're an idiot.
Incredible smoke strat, screen. My man. Incredible strat.
It's a smoke screen.
It's a smoke screen. Moving on to the news. So the next God of War game has been delayed until 2022. Yes. So we got a tweet out from the Santa Monica studio, and it says, since the release of the next God of War teaser last year, we've been humbled by the amount of love our community has shown us. We're incredibly grateful to see so many people excited to experience the next chapter of Kratos and Atreus' journey. We remain focused on delivering a top quality game while maintaining the safety and well-being of our team, creative partners, and families. With this in mind, we've made the decision to shift our release window to 2022. Thank you all for your continued support. We've got some exciting things in the works that we can't wait to show you. Santa Monica Studio. So are we bummed by this, or are we kind of okay with it?
I'm fine with it. That gives them more time to not let this become a fucking Cyberpunk situation.
Like, yeah, I don't know if it'd ever get to that, but yeah.
No, but I mean, like, I know there's a lot of people out there. I've seen it all over Twitter. People are like, well, this is bullshit because, like, you teased it so early, and I, like, had aspirations of it being released, like, next year. And it's like, dude,
being
if they
awfully rude to people right
fuck
now.
Fuck them. If this studio needs time, they need time, right? Because I don't want to play a God of War game that feels half-assed. Like
no,
that would be such
no,
a bummer. I don't want to play any game, but especially not God of War. Like that's like such a staple in gaming now. Kratos is like a mascot in gaming. So I don't want to
Who
play
is he
it.
Again. Was he? What,
I'm gonna punch you in your fucking dick.
What game is he a part of?
Yeah, you know, next time. Don't ever expect me to be serious again. Okay. How's that sound, Evan?
I am not.
How does that sound, Evan?
I'm not too bummed by the news, but I'm also not. I'm not necessarily like not a fan, but I just do not play them that often. I've tried to play God of War, the newest one, on my PS5 and my PS4, and I don't know. There's something about it I couldn't get into. I think it's something along the lines of Halo for me, where it's like I'd rather watch it as like a TV show or a film rather than play it. Kind of like The Witcher. The Witcher is that for me. I tried to play The Witcher 3 three separate times. I bought it, refunded it, bought it again, refunded it again, and then bought it a last time, and now I just have it because I was too lazy to go through the process of returning it again. Plus, I thought Gabe Newell would contact me personally and be like, what the fuck are you doing, man?
You cannot do things in three.
He'd be like, you bought this three separate times on three different sales. What's going on here? And it's like, it's a statement, Gabe. But
so I don't know if you guys are watching the stream right now. But this is what Brody sends me. He's in Legoland. Sends me a version of the. We're going to Vegas in July, the end of July.
Yeah,
me and my wife, me and him and his wife, and we're staying at not the Venetian, but the one that's like attached to it, whatever. And he sends me a fucking photo of the Lego version of the Venetian.
I just say,
where is that at?
I was like, Brody's so tall.
Where's that at?
Legoland.
That's
no,
Legoland.
I don't see the photo.
It's on the stream.
It's on the stream right now, bro.
I see it.
Oh,
yeah.
Now I see it. It's
absolutely incredible.
That's why I saw it and I looked at it first.
Why is it so delayed for me?
I looked at it at first and I was like, man, Brody's really tall.
He's just been sending. He's just been sending me like little Lego models. He sent me like a Mustang the first day he was there, and then he sent like that. There's like the Nintendo kit and shit, and I'm like, holy shit.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it is cool. It's neat.
It's pretty neat, yeah.
It's like we stay in there. So
wait. What stream are you am I behind somewhere?
Our stream is delayed by a bit on purpose in case
I get it.
Something bad happens and we can pull
good,
that shit
good
down.
Move.
You know?
Roll them up.
Yeah. Roll them up.
There's a delay, but hey.
Keep it going. I gotta run real quick. I gotta go to the bathroom. Keep going.
Every time you're on this show,
I know, man, he does it every time. Basically, what he meant to say was God of War is not important to him, and he does not care for the game series at all.
Sounds like it. Certainly sounds like it.
Indeed.
Next story. So, Horizon Zero Dawn Forbidden West is aiming apparently for a holiday 2021 release. So, head of PlayStation Studios, Herman Hulst, announced the news on PlayStation blog in a Q&A where he discussed what's next for PlayStation Studios. So he said, so we have currently two very big, very narrative-driven games in development, Horizon Forbidden West and the next God of War. And for both of those, they're frankly affected by access to performance capture and talent, Hull said.
Okay.
For Horizon, we think we're on track to release this holiday season, but that isn't quite certain yet, and we're working as hard as we can to confirm that to you as soon as we can. And for God of War, the project started a little later, so we've made the decision to push that game out to next year, obviously, as he said. So to ensure that Santa Monica Studio can deliver the amazing God of War game that we all want to play with these things, sometimes something's got to give. It cannot be the quality of our titles, and surely won't be the health or well-being of our amazing team. I've heard a lot of issues with like companies finding talent right now, especially out in California, because people are moving.
You're talking about like developing talent or like motion capture actor talent, or just everything.
Across the board, like they, because people have either decided to leave, like these studios, the which are predominantly in California.
Yeah, and, they mostly are.
Yeah, right. And so they decided to like leave that state when they were doing all this remote work, and then they don't want to come back because they want to work remote for another company. So everyone's kind of like shifted and changed jobs. Like I know like five or six people in like different industries that are just like, yeah, I wanted to go shop for a new job. Like there's been like five, six houses that have sold in my neighborhood. I mean, they like get bought the next day from someone else, but everyone's just kind of like churning. Like everyone's doing like the do-si-do to like another fucking state.
Huh, okay. Do-si-do.
Was that the most Indiana thing I could have said?
From a Canadian, yeah.
Yeah, right? I mean, I'm a bona fide Hoosier now, I guess. Jesus.
Oh my God.
Hey man, Hoosier up.
That's kind of crazy though. Like, I never really think about it that way of like them being short of like talent in terms of making the games themselves. I can understand being short of maybe talent in terms of voice acting or motion capture. Cause I mean, realistically there's only like two voice actors that I know of that exist in the realm of video games, which is Troy Baker and Nolan North. I don't know who else exists.
which were both in a game.
Yeah. They're both in a game. They're in several games together, but like I never think of when I hear talent, right? The first thing that goes to my head is like, oh yeah, motion capture or voice acting and that kind of thing. I never really, I guess, think of the idea of like, what if they can't find good developers or like graphic designers, you know, that kind of thing. I never think about it like that, I guess. That kind of puts it into a bit of perspective.
Everyone was in a situation where they're like, hey, go work from home, right? And like, I know a lot of people that were in like San Francisco that were like, yeah, we just went and rented a place in Idaho for the year and just worked out of there.
Right.
You know what they say about Idaho. Idaho, no Udaho.
Yeah.
But right, regardless exactly. That's of
right.
That.
Oh,
I am Daho.
Jeff.
Yeah, I know.
Well, he's right.
It's good. I liked it. You can build the deck. I can't, so I can't say anything to you.
I knew it was going to be brought up at one point.
No, like, I mean, they moved out and then now they're in like kind of like a little stranglehold on the studio. And like when this first happened, Brody was like, you know, we discussed if they're all going to go remote. And I'm like, this form of art cannot be remote.
No,
like this form of media cannot efficiently and effectively create this in a remote setting. It's just not going to happen. So now we're kind of seeing that, which is great. So it's just wonderful because now we get more delays.
I was getting concerned because like the way I was thinking of it in my head, I've obviously never worked for the industry or anything like that. So in my head, I was like, the work environment was probably easier when you're with your buddies who are developing this thing and you can constantly go over there and go, hey man, I can't figure this out. Or, hey man, how does this, you know what I mean? You're able to fucking actually interact opposed to like, I'm going to talk to you on Teams or Discord.
Oh God.
We're going to try to, you know what I mean? Yeah. So, I could see like why this is happening, and if people don't understand that, I don't.
Well,
like, what the fuck do you want?
There's been like what acquisitions of talent, or people just kind of openly leaving to go to some of the shit that like Amazon's trying to start up in Montreal. Those new studios.
Little side note on that, actually, I just read yesterday that a big Activision executive for Warzone just left to go to EA. He just left to go to DICE.
That's in here as well.
Oh yeah, yeah. I just saw that yesterday. Yeah,
no stone unturned, my dude.
Yeah, he left to go work on Battlefield 6, probably because Battlefield is supposed to have a battle royale come out later. After the game comes out, they're gonna have a free battle royale section.
Because the other one did so well.
Oh,
what was it called again? It's like Stormfire.
Fire, fire,
storm. Johnny Cash's Ring of Fire.
Firestorm.
I gotta say that
can you look that up so we don't sound like idiots?
It was Firestorm. But
was it Firestorm? Okay, cool.
It was Firestorm, but I think that was pretty unique though, was that, you know, running away from the ring, which was all fire, so you would see trees and, you know, buildings crash and stuff. Like, that was pretty interesting, instead of it being like, it's a storm, there's some effects, it doesn't do much. Or like in Warzone, it's like, there's gas. That's all it is, though.
There's gas.
You sometimes put on like a gas mask if you have one, but like other than that, it doesn't do anything. And it's like, if you're in the ring in Battlefield, it's like, holy shit, everything's burning.
Right.
But yeah, no, I noticed that yesterday. So, I mean, I guess that's probably going to be more common too, right? It's people leaving to go to other studios or startups or something.
Jumping
like that,
ships.
Work on something else.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you also have like the, you know, the benefit as well as when one of these things start up with Amazon. I mean, they can make an ass load of money.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, yeah.
When they start up, so.
Didn't you get the game from them? Yeah, you bought into New World.
Yeah, I bought into New World. I thought it was going to be cool.
How's that working out?
I love how you opened with that. Yeah, I thought it was going to be neat. I thought it was going to be cool.
It is not out yet. The beta was okay. I don't know. We'll see if I waste the $40.
Was it as good or better than Star Citizen? That's the real test.
Get the fuck out of here with Star Citizen. We're not talking about Star Citizen.
I'm using it as an example. Come on. Play into this here.
It's not as good as Star Citizen.
Okay, then. All right.
But you really like Star Citizen, right?
He spent like $3,000 on Star Citizen.
No, I didn't.
Oh, he likes Star Citizen.
He actually did not. No, I think you've actually just gotten the base game.
I haven't paid for shit. I never bought the game.
Wait, real quick, side note. I think I actually paid for this guy to get this game, even though I was being told that I was getting it for his little brother. So I actually ended up paying for it for him. He swindled me. I have spent probably around $250 on the game. That's with ship upgrades. So I'm not somebody who wants to just buy a straight ship, like that's $600, right? It's
that's
like,
crazy
I want
to
buy
to me.
That still blows my mind, and you'd have to really warn it. It'd have to be in game for me to actually think of buying it. But I was like, I'm not going to spend over $400 on a ship that is potentially never going to be finished. But I would do the different thing if I'd be like, okay, I want to get this $50 ship. And then it's like, I get that $50 ship and then I upgrade to an $85 ship. So it's, you know, incremental. I'm not like just getting $600 worth of, you know, pixels in a month. Yeah. But like, I swear to God, I bought the game for him or his brother, and he's never paid for anything in the game, but he has it. And you know, what's funny is that he does not pay for the game, and then he ruins other people's time in the game.
Don't do this, Evan.
I'll bring it up. I'll oust you right now.
Don't do this.
This guy saw some dude land in his personal ship. And he came out of his ship with like a bike, you know, like just some sort of like speeder bike.
Sure.
And Nick looks at the guy on the speeder bike that just came out of the ship. And Nick says out loud to us, he goes, see ya, buddy. And he runs into this guy's personal ship, gets in the pilot seat, takes off, and then crashes it. He breaks.
And did you actually say, see ya, buddy?
He said something to him and gave him a... He takes off, he crashes the ship, he breaks off like an engine and a wing or something like that. And then
I lost control of the ship.
He lost control of it and then crash landed. Did not explode.
He ran away.
It didn't explode. And the dude is in chat's bitching. He's like, yo, whoever just got in my ship, could you get the hell out, please? And they were like, Nick, you have to land this thing.
Did you say, I don't think so, buddy.
Yeah, that would have been funny. He gets out of the ship and I come and pick him up and I take him away. And I go, I was like, do you really think about what you just did? You just ruined that guy's night for playing this game. And he goes, what happened? I was like, you're the worst person.
What happened? He woke up from a nightmare. He can't control.
Yeah, he didn't even know.
I can't control what happens.
Dude, it was pretty funny, but at the same time I was telling him, like, you know, you're a dick. I was like, you know, this game rarely works perfectly, and it probably was working fine for him, and you just ruined his night. It'll never work that way again.
I'll never get that opportunity again, though. But anyways, yes.
Yeah, no.
I hope to God Brody's not in a hotel right now, and his children can hear us talking.
Hi, Brody. If you're there.
As I mentioned to him on Twitter, this is not safe for Legoland, this episode for sure.
Not good. Hi, Brody and Brody family.
Moving on, we have a date for Nintendo's E3 2021 Nintendo Direct. So we at the start of the show talked about this. So June 15th, 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern. Terrible timing. Everyone's going to watch this shit at work. It's going to be fantastic. The Nintendo Direct will be followed by 3 hours of gameplay in the Nintendo Treehouse live show that I don't think people will watch.
That's excessive. That's excessive.
I think Treehouse is always excessive because it's pretty cringy.
What are they going to show? Chrono Trigger for fucking 2.5 hours?
We'd have beat a mother down.
I'm sorry.
Nice job, Nick.
Wow. Moving on, Valorant is coming to phones and mobile platforms. So as a special surprise for Valorant's 1 year anniversary, Riot announced Wednesday that a new version of its tactical first person shooter is coming to mobile platforms. While the announcement doesn't include many details about the game, Polygon had the chance to sit down apparently with Valorant executive producer Anna Donian to talk a little more about the project. According to Donian, I don't know how to pronounce it. The move to mobile started with a checklist of questions about what was core to Valorant and whether or not it could be accomplished on phones. If any of the items on the checklist couldn't be done, then Riot wouldn't continue the project. Kind of sounds like anything, right? Like, I mean, I need to take a shit. Are my pants on? I can't take a shit. The most important thing for the team, according to Donlan, was ensuring that there weren't that they weren't delivering a compromised
probably compromised.
It's actually spelling mistake coming out here. A dumbed down version, essentially, of Valorant for mobile players. The idea is for the game to not just be a port of Valorant's PC version to phones, but a unique to mobile experience as well. We didn't want to start out with we're making Valorant on mobile. We started out with can we make Valorant on mobile? With a lot of skepticism, Dolan said, for us, whatever you get out of playing on PC, you should get out of playing Valorant on mobile. But we have to recognize that the mobile player needs are different. So, Do you guys play Valorant at all or no?
Nope.
Whoa, completely unqualified for this news.
Do not touch it.
Because I don't either. Have you guys like ever at all wanted to like jump into it? Like, does it entice you at all?
We played it a few times.
I played it right when it came out, yeah, but I couldn't
stand it. It was okay. It was like okay. I didn't have the blast of it.
I'd rather go back to CSGO. That's kind of what it made me feel like. I'd rather go back to something I
so for Evan, so for you, you're like, wow, I really want to play CSGO now.
I literally looked at it and I was like, I would rather play Overwatch or CSGO than this because I at least know those games, so I'm not going in completely blind, I guess. But
how does it compare to like Overwatch?
It's just the abilities that people can use in terms of just having abilities, whereas like CS is basic shit, like you have grenades, you have smoke grenades, flashbangs, that kind of stuff, but most of it's based upon how well you can shoot. Overwatch is like, you can shoot really good, but when, you know, Reinhardt charges your ass, you're not doing shit. You're like, you're dying. And it's like, that's kind of just how Valorant could be sometimes, where it's like just an ability maybe you're not thinking about or something like that. It would do the same. You would just kind of get screwed because you wouldn't know how to react or how to counter it, so to speak. So that's kind of how it compared to Overwatch for me, but I'd rather just go back to Overwatch. It felt a bit more.
It was right.
Yeah. Yeah. It was
Do you think it's going to like live on for a good amount of time? I mean, it's pretty popular, right?
I think
with streamers, but like, is it getting paid?
Yeah, I was just about to say, I don't know if it's because they're getting paid or because typically when I go on Twitch and I'm looking, I see the first thing that pops up, obviously, is Hot Tub
Stream. Hot Tubs.
But yeah, but then secondly, it's usually like Tarkov. It's usually like Tarkov for me that pops up. I don't watch Twitch. So like, that's kind of maybe just based off of my random history, but like, I typically don't watch Twitch at all. So typically the things I see is Tarkov and Hot Tub Streams.
Oh wow, Hot Tub Streams aren't the first thing in here.
Really?
It's under the categories we think you'll like. It's my second one.
Oh, you better.
But, oh no, my apologies. There's one in here. There's some chick on a Tootsie Roll inflatable in a. It's not even a hot tub. It's a bathtub. That shouldn't be allowed. What is this? This is ridiculous. That whole thing is crazy. That whole genre, bro. I mean, that's just crazy. I mean, it's just a crazy time. Like, someone's just in their hot tub chilling and they're getting paid for that. And apparently that's not, you know, that's gaming. That fits it. I guess Twitch is beyond gaming now, but
there you go.
My top three gaming categories or categories at all is just chatting, Minecraft. I never watched a Minecraft stream in my life. And then Grand Theft Auto 5 has 281,000 viewers.
She just spilled her whole fucking drink in the tub.
Let it soak in. Get drunk.
Oh, moving on. The Battlefield reveal is set for June 9th. So they'll show off the reveal trailer, 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern. and leaked footage of the game emerged last week, but EA moved to explain that it came from an internal video of the game and wouldn't represent the upcoming reveal. We've rounded up all the seeming leaks from the game so far, and we've also discussed how this also could be just fake. I don't think so. Kind of sounds like EA is like, hey, this is legit now. Right. But oh my lordy, what do we want to see? What do we want to see? All of it.
I want to see. Well, for the reveal, I'm personally fine with seeing maybe gameplay spliced into a trailer. I don't need to see like a trailer and then a
Does the return of dubstep Battlefield return?
Yes, we need it. That's what made him good, baby. That's what made him good.
Yes, we need dubstep music. Battlefield.
No. Battlefield 3 and 4 music. Yeah.
We're just like gonna blow your fucking eardrum out when you first put the disc in. Let's go.
I need to hear that bass when I'm running around because that's what gave me hype. But personally for me, I'm really excited to just see the game in general. I want to see the engine, see how it looks, see how I can't run it when it comes out, you know, that kind of thing.
Sweet.
And then also I've heard rumors, and I'm sure you have it in like your notes or whatever, about how they mentioned that there's Levolution like there was in 4, but we'll also be seeing a lot more natural events happen. Like in a couple of the screenshots they showed that were leaked, there were tornadoes.
Is there gonna be a marshmallow concert?
I'm gonna need you to get out. There's not gonna be any marshmallow concerts. This isn't Fortnite.
Better be marshmallow concerts.
I want no marshmallow, dude, no likey.
If there's not like a weird film that isn't shown off on one night on like a billboard in the middle of Citizen, a Russian map or something Citizen like that. Kane. Yeah, if I don't get to see a Citizen Kane trailer in Moscow, dude, on a billboard an in-game event, I'm gonna be pissed.
Dude, I mean, I'm sure they'll start doing that. I'm sure they'll start doing that for like when they start showing off the battle royale or like teasing it, like how Call of Duty did, where they were like, "Yeah, we're gonna nuke the map," and then they nuked the map, and it's like, "You guys nuked the map, but it just went back in time to 1985. Everything is just 80s themed now, which is like not how nukes work."
Yeah. Nukes are not time machines.
Yeah.
Look, it only peeled the wallpaper off from 90s and above.
Yeah. Just, yeah. Look at that. Wow. It's all just get brand into a
fridge
new.
And you'll be okay.
Yeah. Like Indiana Jones.
Indy.
So yeah, you said, I didn't hear the tornado thing. I heard other stuff. But you said tornadoes?
There were a couple leaked screenshots of like people in, like there was an Apache helicopter style look, somebody in the cockpit, so you had like all the HUD options and it looked really high tech, but then there was a rocket like launcher, there's like a rocket booster like to send into space, and behind it there was a tornado moving towards it in the picture. And you
there
had
was
the,
some London, England side. Stuff too, right? Didn't they have like?
I did not see any of that. I only saw like it looked like a tropical island almost, and there was like a rocket pad with a rocket about to take off.
So it's a Florida map.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, that's kind of what it looked like.
It's a big ass toilet.
And then they also had
Tampa.
The thing that really excited me is they had VTOL like transport helicopters.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Going in, so it's meant to be like 5-10 years in the future. So we're going to see like VTOL helicopters, some drones, that kind of thing, but like nothing too high tech.
I mean, if
like
there's tornadoes, you best believe there's going to be an Indiana map.
What about a Sharknado?
Just cobs of corn just flying through your tank.
Cobs are coming. The cobs are coming,
boys. Hell
yeah, dude.
The cobs.
That's what's up. No, I'm excited for it. I'm excited to see the new
engine. I'm stoked for like, I want modern, which it looks like we're going to get that. And then I'm super stoked about this natural disaster stuff. I really want to see like the crazy physics that they build into the Frostbite engine for this.
Oh yeah.
For like buildings being destroyed and shit like that. That's going to be phenomenal. Like when you take like a whole wall out of a building, you know, it just, oh man, I can't wait.
I can't imagine like what it's going to look like. Just how much detail there's probably going to be on there.
And watch,
you know?
And watch, we'll get something that's got like a Fortnite art style.
Cell shading.
I think my time on Earth would be done. I think I would have to throw in the towel. I'd be like, ready for the next, you know, big gaming event, Battlefield 6. And then it comes out and it's just Travis Scott in cartoon form running around with like an AR-15 in Russia. I'd be like, all right, dude, I gotta leave. I'm leaving. I'm out. Sorry.
So
it's all over for me.
I know we're going to have the pre-3 show, as we call it, but just for this one, I mean, like, what do you guys think this is gonna get? Like, it's going to get announced. You think we're going to see a release like date, like a firm date, or like a year or a season?
How it's going to probably be a holiday season, what I would say.
Of 2021?
How long have they been working on it?
Well, they've been working on it. They had an extra year to work on it. I think I said this to Nick the other day on the phone. I said, what I could honestly, my true prediction is mid to late September, maybe even early October at the latest, we'll get a beta time period. We get to play for a couple of days, maybe a weekend. Probably very late October to mid November, I would say like the game drops its like usually, because they typically drop in like mid November.
Yeah.
But then Battlefield 4 came out in like late October that one time. I think that was to beat COD though. So that kind of depends on what COD does at this point. And I've heard they've had tons of trouble with their game this year. Like, it's not going to come with a campaign component at all, even though they've been working on that or something like that. Like, just weird shit. Like, they've been working on a game, but they haven't had the manpower to like get everything correct. So like the game will be launching without certain things, like that's a campaign or something like, or a third mode or something like that. So it kind of all depends on what they do. But I mean, if EA has said that they're very confident, like DICE is ahead of all their internal, you know, markers for what they have to hit to get things done and whatnot. So if they keep going at the pace they're going and it's actually true, we could probably see it in late October at the, you know, earliest. Probably.
Yeah, I'd be so stoked. I think that game's gonna so well if they just give us a modern one.
I've seen like, give us a lot of
Battlefield 4 vibes, you know?
Yes, I'm done with World War II. That's what they said they wanted to do, was go back to like the modern stuff. And I've seen on YouTube.
The world was done with that, Nick.
Right. We've all been done with that. But YouTube had like different polls of like, what's the most anticipated game? And a lot of them, like where Battlefield 6 has been shown as an option, most people are picking Battlefield 6. So it seems to be really hyped up. A lot of people are waiting for this one.
I'm stoked. I'm so stoked. I can't wait to see the vehicles too. Oh my God.
Yes. I can't wait to see the weapons.
A lot of good shit.
Imagine the drones.
Yes.
Like a predator drone just flying over there and gets sucked into a tornado, and then it becomes a fucking dronado, and it just starts like firing missiles and shit all over.
Yeah. They said it was going to be more than that too. They said it wasn't just going to be like tornadoes. We were going to see hurricanes, tsunamis, earthquakes, or maybe tsunamis is pushing it, but I think I saw something from a leaker, Tom Henderson, who was talking about it, where it's like, yeah, we're going to see natural disasters like earthquakes. And it's like, could you imagine you're in the middle of a firefight and all of a sudden the ground just starts shaking? And it's like, holy shit, stop fighting, get into cover, like duck,
because
you don't know what's going to happen.
Yes.
That would
be.
And on top of that, we're getting 128 players in a server. Yes. That's going to be dope. 64v64. That shit's crazy. I'm so hyped. I'm
so
excited.
Hyped too, bro. I'm so excited. Sweet.
Yeah.
Crisis Remastered Trilogy. We got a release window for this. So Crytek today announced that the Crisis Remastered Trilogy will launch for consoles and PC this fall. The Crisis Remastered Trilogy features the single-player remasters of Crisis, Crisis 2, and Crisis 3, optimized in partnership with Saber Interactive for today's consoles and PC hardware. The three-game bundle will be available on PlayStation, Xbox, Nintendo Switch, and for PC, with the game playing even smoother on the next-gen PS5 and Xbox Series X and S. Crisis Remastered available for these platforms now, and the remasters of Crisis 2 and 3 will also be made available separately. So, Evan, you sound like you were pumped about that.
I'm really excited. I did play the original Crisis Remastered that just came out a while ago, and I thought it was really fun going back to it and actually being able to run it, and it looks very good. It looked very pretty, and I was able to run it quite well. So I'm excited to see the rest. I'm excited to see what they do with 2 and 3.
Better get them fans running, everybody, because your shit's about to get real hot with those games.
I told Nick. Nick was so surprised the other day when I was telling him about it, and I was like, "Yeah." So they ran 4K like ultra, or no, 4K can it run Crysis settings on Crysis with a 3090, and the 3090 got a max of 30 FPS.
So ridiculous! That's so fucking ridiculous.
And they were like, "Yeah."
At that point,
bro,
like, what? When does that become an issue of like optimization more than like capability of the game? You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. Right.
Like, at what point is that like, okay, just shit is just trying to load that doesn't need to load?
they had, apparently at launch, I didn't recognize this. I mean, honestly, though, I didn't really pay attention to it, but they did not at launch have DLSS, and then they added it not too long ago, and that really increased performance for me, and I run everything on like medium or high, just to be safe. And yeah, that's kind of how that went for me.
You're telling me you're unable to get your 3080 Ti?
I've been trying to get a 3080 just for my dad. And every time he's like, "Did you get one?" I go, "No, Dad. Stop asking."
Didn't they only sell them in like 80 Best Buys or something like that?
For the TIs, yeah. They did it like 82 different Best Buy stores, and they were only in person. You had to go there to get them.
Yeah, but think about that. That's like the Earth is healing. There's a bunch of nerds camping outside of a Best Buy.
Hopefully they're not trying to get 3080s at home.
Again.
Earth is healing.
Again. It's
from
forming.
COVID? Yeah.
Yeah.
Another short story here, short news piece here. Call of Duty Online is shutting down in China. Whoops.
Why?
What happened?
Through a tweet from Daniel Mod, Tencent will apparently be shutting down Call of Duty Online in China at the end of August. The free-to-play PC game for China launched in 2015 and was fairly successful. But declining revenue and lack of renewal from Activision will see the game close.
Oh, so they're just like, we don't want to put more money into this shit. Let it die.
Well, so from experience of working in like Chinese market, I mean, you have to bend over backwards to change things for your game because there's just crazy things. Like you can't show bones, right, in your game in China. So you have to be like fairy dust, right?
Right.
You can't be showing like a lot of blood and gore and stuff like that. And then on top of that, right, when you have your stats platform there, you also can't pull your fucking stats because the Chinese government has a great old firewall. And so you end up having to use like a browser like Tor or something like that just to pull your fucking stats on top of other shit to get past their firewall. And so
it's a bunch of ridiculous shit.
Yeah, it's just, it's stupid. It's dumb to, it's not conducive for doing business in China on that.
Fuck all that.
Okay. I don't think anybody in China listens to this because this is one, we're American.
No, not fuck China, but fuck all that.
Now you've said it. Now someone's going to clip it.
You baited that.
Oh, they totally are going to. Nice job, Nick. We're
going to isolate the audio.
Fucking going.
Oh, God.
That sucks. That sucks, though, man. Like that. I didn't know it was that like chaotic to even.
You feel bad for China not being able to play Call of Duty online?
No, not really.
Be honest.
No,
I'm not.
I don't. No, not really.
I mean, I don't really care. It's just weird. China. I just don't really care.
I didn't know all those hurdles they had to do to play fucking video.
Oh my God, dude, it's awful. Yeah, you have to follow their rules. They're super strict. Like when people say like, oh man, like, you know, they tell you what to do. They fucking tell you what to do. Like, I mean, we launched a game in China, an undisclosed game in China, and we didn't have stats for fucking months. We tried everything. We tried Tor, which is basic stuff. We tried a bunch of back-end shit trying to pull it. Couldn't get it. Every time we pull it, the numbers would be fucked up and mixed up. Because we had to have our server on their end. It had all of that data had to be on the Chinese side for the Chinese statistics.
That's, and then
we
that's
had
to pull insane. From it. That's
crazy. It's terrible. It's awful. It's awful. And then, I mean, you got to change names. You got to change dialogue. I mean, you think you can have a U.S. flag in that game?
Oh, absolutely not.
Absolutely not. There's no way.
Yeah.
So it is what it is. You know, they're just going to get Fortnite. It's fine.
Have fun.
It's okay. Have fun, kids.
Enjoy your time.
Yeah. Moving on, Sony lists a PC version of Uncharted 4 in their recent investor report. So PC port of the 2016 PS4 exclusive Uncharted 4 Thief's End will be coming sometime in the future. That's according to a Game and Network Services presentation made as part of the Sony Investor Relations Day 2021. So Uncharted 4 is listed in that presentation deck under the heading More PC Releases Planned alongside Days Gone, which launched on PC this month. On the very same slide, Sony trumpeted the success of another PC, a recent PC port of a former PlayStation exclusive, Horizon Zero Dawn. Despite some iffy performance issues at launch, that port had a 250% return on investment through March of 2021. Which, Jesus. Again, the return on investment, like for porting to PC from a PlayStation, I don't think it would be that difficult.
No, absolutely not.
Yeah,
but I mean, it wouldn't take a very large team. Anyways, according to the presentation, it earned back its porting budget and an additional 2.5 times that amount, hence a 250%. That's not too surprising considering previous reports that the PC port sold over 700,000 units in its launch month last August. And last year, Sony said in a corporate report that it will explore expanding our first-party titles to the PC platform in order to promote further growth in our profitability. And PlayStation boss Jim Ryan told GQ in February that more games would be coming to PC to expose those great games to a wider audience and recognize the economics of game development. Also, our ease of making games available to non-console owners has grown, so it's a fairly straightforward decision for us to make. Why does GQ get that awesome piece?
I have not a clue.
These are the people who are like, hey, here's a belt every man looks good in. And it's $800.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Here's a great outfit. it's $17,000. Yeah, this is great. I mean, it's gonna be sweet for them to bring this stuff to PC. I mean, it makes total sense. PlayStation needs to do it. I mean, there's no way that they can't without having to keep up with Microsoft, right? They
need to it seems like Microsoft is dominating because they're doing that.
Halo, yeah, and you know, my prediction on that too is we're gonna June 24th, they're gonna show off a new version of Windows, whether or not that's like Windows is what it's just called, and it just, you know, gets a moniker name, kind of like Mac OS, or if it's gonna be Windows 11. But it's gonna be, I think they're gonna integrate Xbox and Game Pass and gaming heavily into it.
As
a service. Because it's kind of like shoddily done right now. Like, I mean, Windows 10 is like this hybrid level of, let's use like the Windows 8 Windows application, Windows 1 application environment, and then like, but let's also make things standalone because people don't like using the Microsoft Store, which they're still not going to, but they're going to try to sell people on using that. But
yeah,
Microsoft's terrible at UI.
I think it's also something to note too that Microsoft and Xbox Game Pass has also partnered with EA Play, which means that if you have Game Pass, you get EA Play, which means that you'll get Battlefield 6 on release and you'll be able to just play it right from the get.
Do you get it right on release with EA Play?
So you have EA Play and EA Play Pro. EA Play allows you to play games at launch for like a trial period, and EA Play Pro allows you to play them just for as long as you want. I don't know if like maybe it's you pay $5 extra and you get Pro, but I think they're going to be implementing Pro into Game Pass in a way where you can spend like a couple extra bucks and you get Pro, which means now you can play every EA game that comes out. So you can play the Mass Effect Legendary Edition. You can play FIFA 2022. You can play Madden 2022, you know, all these other games. And then you can play Battlefield 6 right when it launches without having to, you know, you can preload that shit and be ready to go. So it's like, it makes sense for Sony to be like, yeah, we'd like to bring Uncharted to PC because, I mean, I'll play it on PC.
I will too.
Yeah.
A lot of people play on PC.
Let me spend another $240 to get another Last of Us 2 edition for PC only.
Oh my God. You better get this news rolling, Jeff.
You better go.
You better go, my guy. It's
infecting me. I can feel it. I can feel it. You got
CD Projekt appoints a new game director for Cyberpunk. So CD Projekt has named Gabriel Amantegil. Oh my God, I can't do this, guys. Gabriel A. as Cyberpunk 2077's new game director. I can't. Amantegil.
Let me look at it. Can you send it to me?
What's fucked up is I know the guy that's leaving his name, and it's he's super Polish, right?
I'm a tangent.
Matosz Tomaszkus who stepped down from the position and left the studio. Amantegil joined CD Projekt in January 2020 as creative director for Cyberpunk. Ooh. Prior to the role, he worked as design director on Dragon Age Inquisition DLC, as well as lead designer on various expansions for Star Wars The Old Republic. He will be tasked with leading the development of Cyberpunk's future expansions. God bless him. Former Cyberpunk game director Adam Badowski will now focus on other leadership duties inside the company. This includes CD Projekt's Red 2.0 transition, which will see the studio alter its strategy in order to develop multiple AAA titles in parallel. Meanwhile, CD Projekt is still struggling to restore Cyberpunk onto the PlayStation Store after it was removed almost 6 months ago due to severe technical issues. Joint CEO Adam Kaczynski. Yeah, it's Polish. I'm Polish. It's a problem. I can't pronounce it. Polish. It's the thing, though. Nobody can pronounce each other's last names. It's the whole thing.
Yeah.
Everybody just pretends they knows each other.
God, it is. It's like, hey, ski. Very nice. Hi. Yeah. Told investors on Tuesday that he has no new information regarding Cyberpunk's return to the Sony storefront. How crazy is that? How crazy is it? A game has been off of a market for 6 months, and the CEO has no idea when that game is going to be back on said console.
What do you think? He went, man, shit. I don't know. He's like, I don't care.
Man, shit, I don't know.
Yes.
Sony went, no, not yet. You're still in jail.
Yeah.
They're in timeout. They're in for sure timeout still.
I mean, like, they're in timeout for sure. Nick's absolutely. I've seen this before. This is timeout.
I know timeout well.
Oh, my God.
I personally do not feel I'm not hoping anything. I'm not hoping they fail.
Who is backing Cyberpunk up on here? Wasn't somebody backing it up?
Nick.
But then you came on the week after and you said, no, I was wrong. This is shit.
Absolutely, I did, because I fucking played through the game and I 100%ed it. And I was like, this is bullshit.
Has anyone
played me up? No. When it came out, you weren't able to 100% it.
Has anyone beat me up? What did you say, Jeff?
No. Has anyone played the upgrade? Like since they've...
I still couldn't complete a couple missions.
That's great. Bugged. That's
so
good.
He has 100%.
How many? What percentage of missions though? Like, because it was almost at 80% at one point. So like on console at the launch. So what was it at now?
I have no idea. I can't complete two. Great. Then that's the only two I have left. So it's just pissing me off.
That's fantastic. And what your only option is to
wait,
restart the game.
Restart the game.
Yeah. It's my save. Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah.
What a mess. I mean, so do you think, how the hell did they come back from that?
Kick-ass DLC, kick-ass new mechanics, amazing.
No, but like they want to, they need to release.
Oh, you talking like about the
another game,
title?
Another title, like totally outside of Cyberpunk, a totally different title.
I don't know how they're going to do this.
I mean, maybe like if they did Witcher, they could like maybe, you know, those fans would be like, oh, okay, cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they said they wanted to work on the next Cyberpunk in unison with another game too. So they already had plans for the next Cyberpunk before this one's even fixed and finished. So
I think the real thing for them is that even if you were to make another Witcher game or even another Cyberpunk game, you have to bring back all the people that you lost when you came out with 2077. And I'm one of those people where even if you were like, yeah, we just brought out this DLC, it's kick-ass, it adds a whole bunch of this onto the story, I'd be like, I still have a shit taste in my mouth from when I played the game. Yeah. And you guys were like, yeah, no, you got like a 20-hour intro. And it's like I had 2 hours of intro where I got to live the corpo lifestyle, which was me getting into a helicopter, drinking one glass of champagne, going to a bar, and then passing out, and then seeing a 80s, you know, action cut of me robbing
doing
people.
Cool shit.
Yeah,
but
doing
it
cool
was
shit.
Also super fucking dark.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have hard for my TV to adjust.
I have the bladder of a 5-year-old. I'll be right back. bad news.
I could tell. He was moving in his seat. Yeah, and he had like this pissed off look on his face. And I'm like, he doesn't like that I asked him the question because he probably has to piss.
Yeah. For me, it's that. It's just like, I have a bad taste in my mouth from when the game came out. And I was like, it wasn't even like, I didn't experience many bugs, like game breaking things. And usually anything I found, it was pretty comical or it was kind of just like, that's stupid. I can't believe that. Like, went through post.
I can't believe that got through there. There's stuff in it, dude, where you're just like, so like beyond like little hiccups, like little QC hiccups, like beyond anything of that, there's just stuff where like, if you just boot it, like if you just took this home with you and put it on your PlayStation for like 10 minutes, you'd be like, wow, this doesn't work. We can't ship this.
Well, it's like,
but they still did it.
Like I stop at a red light or something and I look up at the, you know, street signs and it says message text and then under message subtext and it's like, guys, come on. that's not like, come on, who let this go through? Like, that's gotta be like, Jim, why did you let that run through post and nobody said
damn
anything
about it, Jim, why wasn't that in the day one patch?
What happened?
Why wasn't that in the day one 20 gig patch? Damn it, Jim.
Yeah, right, that we all downloaded.
Oh my God.
But like for me, it was more of just like reading about it when it was coming out or before it came out. And it was like, yeah, there's going to be like 20-hour intro sequence where like you go through your lifestyle that you pick. And for me, it was like, oh, 20 hours. Holy shit, that's a lot. And then our buddy Elliot finished the game in 14 hours. And I'm like, that math alone shows that
optional.
It's not 20 hours.
It was just a bunch of like hype that was all like live stuff. Like my favorite thing was like when you first like the first half hour that you're into the game and you get into like the limo.
Yeah.
And you just watch how the limo drives and you're like, bro, this is like, this reminds me of like the Lego Island game, like how cars like, turn.
What's going on?
Or like
here?
They hit a left turn, they just go.
Yeah, they just turn. Yeah,
it's like this is the future, and I'm like, and my wife's sitting there watching too. She's like, didn't they hype this game up as being like super like graphically there and like ahead of its time and like
super, it's all in there, right?
Super immersive. And I'm like, yeah. And she's like, they're taking like 90 degree turns on roads that just,
it's like, I should have the option to lean over to the driver and be like, you know, you drive real well. Like you're taking these turns like a boss, man. Like that's fucking impressive.
What did I miss?
We're just talking about like the problems that were in Cyberpunk and how like there's no, like everyone was saying there's like subtitles that say like subtitle here and like shit like that in the text. And it's like,
yeah, for like the street
just
signs,
stuff that's
like
just, you can't
text.
Even understand how that would possibly ever like be okay that it went out like that.
I don't know how I got through QA. I know how I got out through QA because they said, hey, we're not delaying again. Write the list down and we're going to work on it after it's released. That's literally what happened there. So, all right,
but they didn't have to do that.
No, they didn't. But well, they did because there was pressure from the higher ups saying this is the third or fourth time you guys have done this. You just have to bite the bullet and like literally take the big hunk of shit and chew into it.
But what's annoying is the high ups did that because of fans. And it's as much as fans bitch about stuff, at the same time, if you delay it again, they're just going to be like, okay, they're still gonna go buy the thing.
Sorry,
Evan's like, you said
that wasn't it at all. It was, you said fans, and I thought of, yeah, I said yes. People who are sitting in their basement heating up Dino Nuggets are influencing the CEOs of a multi-million dollar company.
They're writing crazy shit.
I agree with you, and that's what
they're
doxing
people.
I was like, the people really do have the power because this guy his mom's making him Dino Nuggets, but he is controlling
Dino Nuggets.
Multi-million-dollar.
They're not even using Hidden Valley. They're using Kraft. Scumbags.
Yo, I hate Scumbags. Ranch, bro.
I hate ranch too, dog. I'm right there with you.
Take it easy, guys. Good talking. Fun time.
Well, hey, okay. You like ranch? You're a ranch lover?
Are you kidding me? This guy, he gets a slice of pizza.
What's in ranch? What's in ranch?
Yeah.
It tastes good. I don't know.
Yeah, exactly.
It tastes good. I don't know.
I actually don't use ranch that much anymore. I want to keep the fat guy weight off.
Whatever.
What do you use then now? What do you use? Like, you dip your pizza in fucking olive oil? What are you doing?
Nothing.
You just nothing.
He's going
eat
dry?
Anything.
I'm going to dry,
animal?
Baby.
He doesn't eat anything, actually.
I have 3 meals a day. It's like prison. 3 hots and a cot.
But he'll tell
so
me.
You're on a diet right now?
Yeah.
You've been successful on it so far? Like, you seeing good stuff?
Yeah, I kept the weight off that I lost through COVID. COVID did me bigly, buddy.
Good for you, man. Good for you.
He'll call me.
COVID.
He'll call me and I'm eating dinner and he's like, "What are you eating for dinner?" I'm like, "Oh, I'm eating Japanese." He's like, "What's in that?" And I said, "I'm eating noodles, vegetables. I'm eating chicken, steak, and shrimp." He goes, "That's good." And I'm like, "Yeah, what are you having?" He goes, "I had 2 pieces of bread."
Yeah.
It's like, oh,
Wonder White.
Yeah. He's like, I had stale Wonder Bread, Evan. That's
I had butter sandwiches.
Butter sandwich.
He's like, you know ketchup? I go, yeah, I know ketchup. He's like, yeah, I put that in between 2 pieces of bread. I'm like,
bitch, I never said that.
He has ketchup bread.
That's nasty. That's like some Napoleon Dynamite bullshit.
That's what you eat.
That's what you eat. No, that's good. You're on a diet, man. That's good. That's a good deal. Continue that
much
shit.
Like,
I mean, I hope that
like
you eventually go out of the boundaries of eating.
Well, it's not just
so, bread.
I'm not just eating bread. So like the eating thing is fine. Like I just do portion control now.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not
sure.
Just like eating like a fucking pig and shit. But like
that's me.
The biggest thing I cut out mainly, I had a beer on the show, but I usually only have like a beer or 2 throughout the week.
Oh yeah, you cut alcohol out, you'll lose like.
Yeah. So I've cut like a
beer?
Lot of alcohol. Yeah, oh yeah.
But a lot of it was probably bloating, man.
Absolutely was. Absolutely. But then like when I had COVID, I was vomiting so much and shitting my brains out so much that I dropped 30 pounds.
That's crazy.
It was sweet.
This is like one comment about elk meat away from being a Joe Rogan podcast.
It really is.
I also took MDMA.
There we go.
No, it's
you
not
took
MDMA.
It's
DMT.
DMT. Yeah.
Oh, right. And then the shrooms. Don't forget the shrooms.
If you put grass in a freezer and put it into a blender and then freeze it again and then blend it and then freeze it, you get DMT. Yeah.
My favorite. This is not a knock on.
Let's
Joe
talk
Rogan,
about saunas.
Saunas
get hot and you sweat in saunas and sweat is water. And water
is basically what they rock. It's a hot rock. You pour water on it.
Isn't that crazy?
My favorite thing about Joe Rogan is every time he has a guest on and the guest talks about something that Joe Rogan has no idea what it is about, Joe Rogan will always go, yeah, I know a buddy who does that stuff. And it's like, how many buddies do you have?
Or he goes to the comedy and he's like, do you like archery? you ever shot a bow? I like Joe Rogan. I think he's a good guy. I think every episode is like, you know, there's something about elk meat or something like about psychedelic drugs that fits in there.
It's always something funny. Yeah, I listen to him whenever there's a guest on that I enjoy. I'll listen to him.
That's kind of
how I am with podcasts. I don't listen to podcasts, but like, if Conan has a guest on that I like, I'll listen to it. But like, if not, I don't care.
The show is kind of free flowing as it always is with you guys on here. But do we want to? I mean, can we talk about OBO?
You want to announce that?
I mean, I think it'd be kind of neat.
Yeah, do it. I feel, you know, Brody might be sad, but do it. You already did it.
This is bad.
Oh, shit. No, I didn't do it. I didn't do it yet. You're right. Brody's not on here. We should wait.
Is that like, okay, but so like, we can do that on the pre-3 show.
Okay, yeah, we'll talk about OBO on the pre-3.
He said OBO, and it took my brain a solid like 30 to 45 seconds to remember that I had something to do with that.
All I could say about that.
I was like, oh, I'm involved.
All I can say is that it's going to be
better than the Joe Rogan podcast, I'm going to say right now.
Oh, we're getting the hype train started, baby.
100%.
I think what that is going to be insane. I don't think it's going to work, but I think it's going to be ridiculous. People are like, what the fuck?
Oh, happened? Yeah. The world's not ready for it.
No.
The world is not ready for it.
No.
I'm ready for
drunk,
it.
Four drunk dudes go.
I'm ready, ready for it.
Anyways.
Yeah, shut your mouth. You just spoil. God, you so.
Don't be saying shit. Don't be saying anything.
Go eat your ketchup bread.
I can't wait to show our shopping hauls on YouTube on OBO.
Stale Wonder
I'm so
Bread.
Excited.
Here's Nick's Wonder Bread.
That's my smoke screen.
Yeah.
God, I can't wait to open all of our fucking Wonder Balls on YouTube on OBO. It's going to be great. Battlefield, this is what you're talking about, Evan. Battlefield appoints ex-Call of Duty exec to help grow the series. So EA has appointed a new general manager for the Battlefield franchise to help grow the series, and he's previously served the same role for Call of Duty and Destiny. So EA announced today that Byron Bede, is it Bede or Beedy? I don't know. Everyone's names are fucked on this news week. It's whatever Brody's thing. Because sometimes they'll put the pronunciation for me. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Oh, really?
Oh, no, that's just cool. Beautiful, beautiful human being. He's joined Battlefield as Senior Vice President and GM and signals a strategic long-term commitment to the growth of the franchise. Bede previously worked as GM on both the Call of Duty and Destiny franchises. And with Call of Duty, he was a part of launching the series live service aspects, including Call of Duty Warzone and Call of Duty Mobile. So huge pickup.
Oh, that's going to be insane. Yeah.
Crazy. And I mean, like I said, that's probably why they hired him, because of the live service aspect of he'll be able to help properly flow that, because that's what they screwed up with on 5 was
we're getting stickers in Battlefield.
Right, exactly. We're getting cool camos, reactive camos they change when you kill somebody.
Keychains.
Keychains. Yeah, we're getting cool tags. But like, that was their biggest problem with 5 was that they were like, the way when they originally announced it and showed it off with Trevor Noah as like hosting, if anybody remembers that like little thing they did.
That was weird.
It was odd, but the way they went about it is like, as a live service aspect, they were like, we're going to start at the beginning of World War II, and through the game's lifespan, we will continue into a new year where there's new conflict, new battles. And all we got at the end of it was like 3 or 4 maps in the Pacific with the United States and Japan. Yeah. And we never got D-Day. We never got anything. The closest we got to D-Day in 5 was Iwo Jima. And like, even then, that's not the same. Just in layout and stuff. But hiring a live service professional, like an expert in that stuff for COD, will really help narrow that down for them as it goes through 6, which we don't know anything about in terms of setting. And other than that, it's US versus Russians, and it's like 10, 15 years from now. That's about all we know.
Let's go.
We don't know anything else about that. But other than that, but I'm hyped. I'm excited. It looks like they got all the cards for them, which makes me really excited. Maybe they'll kill Call of Duty this year.
I hope so.
It sounds like Call of Duty's flopping, to be honest. It sounds like they're having a real tough time. Sledgehammer Games is not looking too hot.
I liked, I mean, I played Warzone for a while. I haven't touched it for a decent amount of time.
Yeah, me either. But, I haven't.
I mean,
I like Cold War. I like the story. The
zombies. Cold War reignited when I had my PS5 because of the adaptive triggers. I was like, this is cool.
Oh, yeah,
played
that's
it for a while,
sweet.
And then we're like, hey, we're done.
Yeah. So. I like the campaign. I like the aspects of like making your own decisions and stuff like that. And Zombies was a lot of fun. I personally had a lot of fun with it. But
New Zombies version is awesome.
Yeah, multiplayer never gets me with COD games now, because after Modern Warfare, like the newest one, and then Cold War, it's like, regardless of its new game, people do the same shit. You know? They're always going to jump around corners. They're always going to dolphin dive through everything and stuff like that, which is why I guess Battlefield is so exciting to me. Is like, maybe we'll see something different.
Yeah, here's hoping.
Yeah.
Nick is so, like, he's prepared upset. To be let down.
I from what they're saying, I'm pretty excited, because like it's passing all through all the checkpoints it needs to pass is what it sounds like. Yeah. So like the game sounds like it's in a good state. It sounds like it's ready to be shown, which is what I'm excited to see what they're going to show with the new engine that they've been working on, or like, you know, the updated version of the engine.
Yeah, nobody knows what it is yet. They don't know if it's a new Frostbite engine or if it's just like just a half upgrade if it's an update. I would assume
it's going to be a full upgrade.
At this point,
I would assume so too. Yeah, I mean, that's usually their staple game. Like, that's what they build the engine around first.
Yeah,
and typically with every game, it goes like three is like Frostbite 2, and then 4 is Frostbite, 2.5. You know, they kind of like go by halves, and I think that this would mean it would be a brand new engine altogether,
totally new iteration of it.
Which I mean, I'm sure they have it, because they're probably going to have ray tracing, DLSS, all that stuff at launch. Like, they're going to have all the bells and whistles and all that kind of
destruction physics.
And they're going to need, well, they're going to need an engine too that can be really well optimized if they're going to have the destruction on the level they want it to have, because it's going to be really hard to blow a building apart into 1,000 little pieces that are all properly rendered. And then a tornado picks that up. Yeah, exactly. So like, you're going to need a lot of optimization for that kind of engine and stuff. Oh, yeah. So it has to be like a really smooth machine going. But
yeah, we will see. I'm excited.
I'm hype, and I'm saying right now to Nick, I know you were really let down by Cyberpunk, but I just want you to imagine, just what if this time EA is telling the truth, and it actually is exactly what they say it is when it comes out.
Man, I'm hoping. I want the game to do good.
Yeah,
and I think it's going to. All right.
I like to give him shit about Cyberpunk, because he was just as excited as I was, and then he played it, and he's like, it's not bad. I'm like, Nick, come on. It's like, don't lie to us here.
I didn't want it as bad. He didn't want it to be bad.
No, he wanted to be bad. But he's been a good guy.
It ended up being
bad. I tried.
Yeah. Tried real hard. That's all you can do.
He can't finish one of the missions, and it has to do with a freaking vending machine. How does that make you feel as a gamer? You can't finish a mission.
Like a PUD, but that's fine.
Like a PUD. I love it.
They didn't spit on it first. That's fine.
Oh, Jesus.
Good boy.
We made it all the way to the end of the show.
Look at that.
Do you guys have any, first of all, definitely tell people where they can find you. But then do you have any kind of end of episode housekeeping, like something we might've missed or something that you've heard or a rumor or something they want to talk about?
Yeah. So before we tell you where you could find us, let's talk about this. Inverted. So the WASD boys and the Diggity boys for E3 made merch, which we only have 9 left.
Midwest, baby.
So E3 at home this year with Diggity and WASD to celebrate our first E3 together, which this is about to be insane. This is our first... No, this will be our second E3 as a podcast, but the podcast is more complete now, with Evan being here and us having friends like you. So now we're doing E3 with you guys. It's about to be fucking gnarly.
Thank you for having me, baby.
So we made t-shirts. Yeah. What'd you say, motherfucker?
I said, thank you for having me, baby.
Hey. But now we got t-shirts that we collaborated with Diggity, and that's sick. So yeah, just buy that shit. We only have 9 left. Just get them out of my fucking house.
Please, for the love of God, get them out of this man's house.
Yeah.
But yeah, so the merch is the only thing I had to do some housekeeping on. But you can find us again on Twitter and Instagram at BeyondWASD. We're on Apple, we're on Spotify as well.
We're also going to have to definitely get an OBO store going.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. So
I'll help design some merch that we can do some crazy out there shit, and then we can do some stuff too that's if someone was wearing it, you wouldn't know, but you're like, okay. Okay,
I totally have an idea of a shirt, super simple shirt, front, just the logo, the back, 4 images, I'm not gonna get into it. I'll tell you after the show. But it's pretty cool. It's a pretty cool idea.
It's bad. All our cocks.
Oh hell yeah!
Just the shaft. Just the shaft of each one.
Just the shaft. So you don't know what it is. You can't tell.
Better yet, we take the pic just like
who's
you
got.
Nick, you remember that picture you took of that little ball shape thing? Remember
my
that?
My egg.
Hey, save it for another project.
That's gonna be the four images on the back.
Who's got the deepest vein? Anyways,
Jesus Christ! Oh my God!
It gets worse every time.
It does. Well, whatever. Yeah, dude. Good OBO. Lord.
Future. OBO.
Oboe.
OBO. The world will know soon about OBO, and then we'll have to. We're gonna put in a good amount of work, like getting everything ready and set up so that we can launch like real good.
ASAP, yeah.
Because we should launch we should launch on Twitch and YouTube and we should go live.
Oh, yeah.
Do just as we do here, but like.
We're going to do all of it, baby.
Some work to do.
After E3, because E3 is about to be exhausting.
Oh, yeah. It's going to have to wait. But, yeah. Cool. Guys, you can follow Diggity on Twitter and Instagram at Diggity Podcast. My gamer tag, PSN, is Maple Jeff. Do you guys want to tag yours? I guess we already heard yours, Nick, but
Evan doesn't have social media.
I have an Instagram, asshole.
Oh yeah,
that you forgot to tag me in on several WASD posts.
Oh my God, look at you, WASD.
Yeah,
can we be like the cool kids and just say sheesh all the time?
Sheesh.
You can find me on Instagram at evan.hsl. I have no posts. So have fun liking all my stuff.
Awesome.
That's it, really. I mean, I don't stream on Twitch that much. And when I do, it's so sporadic and it's like for 30 minutes. So it doesn't make a difference. By the time you get the push notification, I'm already done.
It is what it is.
But yeah.
That's the slogan. That's the slogan. It is what it is.
For what?
OBO.
I don't know.
I'm sure that's copyrighted.
Yeah, that has to be copyrighted. I think I know who that's copyrighted by.
By who? Paris Hilton?
Joe Pesci.
Joe Pesci ain't copyrighting that.
He actually, it's copyrighted, dude.
I'm done. I'm done with you.
All right, guys,
it's
see you next week.
Make him believe it.